right now.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chokma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. My name is Grady Deaton, and I'm excited, sharing my excitement with you. This is Coffee at KYUK, and we've got some things to talk about. Like last Friday, during Talk Line, the ice went out in front of Nikolai. Right in the middle of the show, we got a call from a listener. And then several tributaries have cleared up, as is evident from the reporting from Stephen Alexi from Neposkiak at 1 p.m. here on KYUK. Next week, National Weather Service will send a crew to fly up the river and survey conditions. Many of you know about it. It's the River Watch program. Joining us today, one of their members is on the phone, Selena Van Breiklin. And I have Anna Rose MacArthur in the studio to talk with her. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Selena. Thanks for joining us this morning. What's the latest on the river ice conditions? What have you heard most recently for the Kuskokwim River?
Right. So as Grady was just saying, Nikolai broke up on Friday, which from as far as we've been keeping records is, you know, pretty on track for them. You know, their average breakup date is somewhere in the April 22nd, April 23rd timeframe. Beyond that, looking down at, breakup is still in progress. Heard that at Sleetmute, the ice was running over the past couple days. Saw a couple of posts on Facebook about that. One of our partners, mentioned that the Hulitna as of early this week was mostly, the Ho-Ho-Litna was mostly open. The Hulitna was still holding ice. And some of the sloughs between Sleetmute and Stony were starting to open up. Breakup seems to be happening on that section of the river. Going a little further, Aniak, we know that the Aniak River has opened up, although, the main stem, the main stem Kuskokwim is still, very much in place. And then just like further on downstream, there really hasn't been a lot of movement. So it seems like from a breakup action perspective, it's really in the Sleetmute Stony River area so far.
And that's with the ice conditions. What about snowpack? There are a few places in the Kuskokwim watershed where the snowpack is being measured. How is that comparing to prior years?
Right. We definitely have, a very, very snowy snowpack, or very healthy snowpack that we're going to need to melt this year. It was really, snowpack can be very, spatially, different because, the Kuskokwim watershed is just so big. And a lot of it is fairly remote. And so trying to exactly, pin that down can be difficult. But, what we do know is we have our partners with the U.S. Department of Agriculture have a snowtail site, which is up in the headwaters, way up, in the headwaters of the Stony River on, up in the Alaska Range. And so that particular site is definitely above normal. We've got another site in Aniak, which has a snowpack as of April 1st. It was very similar to last year's. But then what we've been hearing from people and looking at the weather is that there's been a lot of snow that's accumulated, especially on the lower section of the river. The Bethel area up through, some of the lower villages, where we just had, a longer winter and also just a very, very snowy winter. So some locations in the river is probably, in the watershed about normal, but a lot of locations that are more than normal snow.
And you've mentioned on these weekly teleconference river watch calls that have been occurring for the last 2 weeks that you're especially concerned about Tundra River communities and also communities downriver of Tulaksac because of this heavy snowpack and the possibility for flooding there. Are there indications that flooding is more likely this year?
you know, it's really a little bit too early to tell. I mean, there's two, like, distinct flood threats when it comes to breakup. You know, one is the breakup flood threat, which is the mechanical action of ice jamming, you know, and plugging the river, if you will. You know, and the second is the snowmelt. And so it could be that the ice goes out without really significantly jamming, but the communities still flood because after that you still just are melting so much snow that the water doesn't have anywhere to go. You know, there are, like, some communities like Queeslick or like Tuluxac, they, because they are on tributaries that go into the Kuskokwim, you know, it could be that the main stem Kuskokwim ice goes out, but that they still get a lot of high water, you know, from the tributaries, which are right there.
Mm-hmm. And Mark Leary's Napaimute ice crew has noted two sections where the ice seemed especially thick that could be a cause to look at to see if it jams this year, and that's just downriver of Aniak and also downriver of Akiak. Will you be keeping a special eye on those sections?
Yes, absolutely. The situation with the Akiak, or the ice downstream of Akiak, is that through the process of freeze up this fall, that they just accumulated more ice where the Kuskokwim splits into going over the Queeslick Channel or the Akiachak Channel. So there's just thicker ice there. And then the second was, there's a lot of ice downstream of Aniak in the Birch Crossing area. The one thing is that if there's the Aniak slough, you know, if that opens up beforehand, that would act as a pressure release valve for any sort of flooding in Aniak. You know, but if ice jams at Birch Crossing, there's still definitely a possibility that Aniak could have flooding.
How many years now, Selena, have you been flying the Kuskokwim River with the Riverwatch crew during breakup to survey the ice conditions?
I think it's been about 10 years now. I may have missed one or two years, but right around 10 years.
And we talk a little bit about what the Riverwatch flights are, what their goals are. These will begin next week on Monday.
Right. So Riverwatch is a partnership between the National Weather Service, who I work for, and the State Emergency Operations Center. And so what we are doing is we are trying to empower local communities to know, what their local flood threat is, and to help them, you know, make their emergency plans so that way, you know, if flooding does happen, that they are, you know, prepared in advance to protect their communities. Because we know that, you know, the local leaders, like, know their communities better than any of us do. And so our mission is really to support them.
You'll start those flights on Monday. I believe you'll be flying from Bethel going upriver to Stony River on Monday. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the plan. So we're probably will be flying in the afternoon on most days. The reason is that that tends to be when the temperatures are the warmest and the ice is most active. So we'll be flying we're going to be basing out of Bethel, and we're going to be flying to whatever is relevant. So definitely our first flight on Monday is probably going to be the full stretch of the river, and then we're going to be focusing on, you know, whatever is important from the days forward.
And you'll have a radio that you'll be broadcasting while you're flying that people can tune in, listen, hear what you're seeing up in the sky. How can people tune into that?
Absolutely. So we will, as we're flying over villages, we'll be flying fairly low, and I'll be broadcasting on channel 68 over the marine band radio. I'll be saying, like, what it is that we see, and I'm also would be delighted if people wanted to talk to me if they have, you know, specific areas that they're concerned about or questions or, you know, other ideas for what I've seen in other communities, because, you know, breakup is so dependent on what's going on upstream and downstream. I'm happy to talk to folks about what's happening in real time. And so that would be on channel 68 on the Marine Band Radio.
Okay, channel 68, and that's a two-way communication there. Also, you'll be taking photographs each day. How can we view those photographs after your flights?
Right. So the photographs I'm taking are going to be geotagged, so there's going to be a location associated with them. We're going to be posting a few of them on our Facebook site, which is the U.S. National Weather Service Anchorage, Alaska on Facebook. And then from that, where there's also going to be a link for the larger suite of photos, which we're going to have on our website. And the way that people can view them is there will be the photo that they can see and also a map right next to it so they can see the location corresponding to that photo. So the Facebook site to follow is U.S. National Weather Service, Anchorage, Alaska.
You'll start these flights on Monday. How many days do you plan to fly?
It really just depends on flood threats. Our mission is to be there, you know, while there is still significant flood threat. So it just really depends on how breakup plays out.
Of course, the coronavirus pandemic is ongoing. How will that change how you're flying around the Delta this year?
Right. So this will be our second year flying amid the pandemic. So precautions that we're taking, we're not going to be able to take guests in the plane with us, which is unfortunate. All of the members of RiverWatch are vaccinated. We are going to go through a COVID test before we leave for Bethel just to make sure that we're not bringing anything with us. We're going to be fully masked while in the plane. We are happy to land in villages if people want to talk, but we are going to stay outside and wear a mask and follow social distancing guidelines so that we're sure that we're not going to spread anything to other communities. And basically follow the same social distancing guidelines that we've been doing over the past year.
So you'll land in a community by request to talk outside with mask on. How can a community contact you if they want to have a chat?
The best way is to call the State Emergency Operations Center. There's two ways. So either you can talk to me on the Marine Band Radio on Channel 68, but maybe the better way is to call the State Emergency Operations Center, and they can be reached at 1-800-478-2337.
Can someone also get on that radio, that Channel 68 on the Marine Radio, and request to talk there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we can either talk from the air, or if we want to land and go talk and chat that way, that's something that we can do as well.
Flying on the river, Selena, now for, you said, about 10 years now. Maybe you missed a couple years in there, possibly. And you've been able to see now for a decade the breakup. Are you able to tell at this point? You haven't flown out yet, but you've been talking with people, looking at pictures, how this breakup season seems to compare to past seasons?
You know, it's interesting. In the 10 or so years I've been doing this, there's always something that's a question mark for us. And so you never really know. It's going to be, you know, very difficult to say things definitively. One thing that I'm encouraged by is it seems that because of all the snow, the ice thickness isn't all that thick. So from an ice jam perspective, that's a really, really good thing. One of the key things that we look at from a flood risk perspective is, how quickly we are warming up. I was really, really nervous coming into early April because we were still so cold. You know, when you looked at the overall temperature profile between, say, January and March for Bethel, your highs and your lows and your cold snaps, it looked exactly the same as it looked in January, that we hadn't started to warm up yet. Hydrologists always get nervous from an ice jam perspective if you warm up very quickly. And so the longer you stay colder, the more likely you are to snap to a really warm condition. I'm really encouraged that midway through April that we started warming up a little bit, and then looking at just the short-term forecast, seems like we're really moderating our temperatures, so that way we're going to be slowing down melt a little bit, which is really good from a flood threat perspective, because it will allow the ice to continue to degrade before we melt a lot of snow on top of it.
And have you ever bought a Kuskokwim Ice Classic ticket?
You know, I don't think I'm there in time for it, but I should.
And we just have a couple minutes left. Selena, is there anything else that would be good for us folks on the Kuskokwim to know about this River Watch coming up?
I mean, really, we are here to work with communities, and we're here to support you. So if you have view it from a community level, have questions about emergency preparedness, or you want to be more involved, then definitely call the State Emergency Operations Center and see like what you need to do as far as emergency preparedness. And so their phone number is 1-800-478-2337. Beyond that, we're dealing with Mother Nature, and so it's really difficult to say definitively, what's going to flood and what's not. So we're just urging people to be prepared, in advance for the possibility of flooding.
And Selena Van Breiklin and her crew of River Watch team is going to be flying the river, Kuskokwim River, starting on Monday of next week. Selena will join us again on Coffee at KYUK on Tuesday to share what her observations were, what she saw on the river on Monday. And then also she'll join us for about 5 minutes each morning on Coffee for the rest of the week as well to share what she's been seeing the day prior on the river. Selena Van Breiklin is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service. Selena, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Grady, back to you.
Thanks, Anna Rose. In addition to that, on Tuesday from 10 to 11:30, we'll be doing a call-in show with veteran river reporters from the region, our Earl Samuelson and our own Peter Atchuk here in the studio. So we'll want to tune in to that on Tuesday. And of course, we look forward to those updates from Riverwatch each and every Coffee at KYUK next week. And tune in Friday at 1 p.m. for a Riverwatch, a river update from River Update. Stephen Alexi from Neposigac will be reporting. Hey, if he sees something today or hears today, you might see an updated one today as well. That leaves me just one thing left to say, and that's be awesome to each other as well, folks. It's the most important thing you can do.